This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An appeals court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. A long-awaited new engineering building will go up at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Governor Evers is giving final approval to $700 million worth of new construction projects across the UW system. There's money for classroom renovations in Madison and Whitewater and nearly $200 million for central plant renovations and demolition projects. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money from Minnesota students' tuition used to go to the state's general fund. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Congressman Brian Stiles says she's trying to distract from the Biden administration's record.
There's a reason Vice President Harris didn't come and speak to people who are checking out at a grocery store, because she'd get an earful about how this administration's policies are making it harder and harder for families to get by.
Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming.
The very same working people that she was standing in front of have been the most punished under this administration. That is demonstrably true.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. Two of the four inmates found dead at the Waupun State Prison since June died of a drug overdose and a stroke. Tyshon Lemons and Cameron Williams died in October. Medical examiners are still investigating two other deaths at the prison. Some inmates sued the corrections department last fall over what they call grossly inadequate health care. Organic farmers say producers and consumers are better off now that a federal court is banning the use of the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor says it wasn't worth it.
I could see my soil deteriorating, and I also looked at the price of what herbicide was going to cost me one year, and I go, jeepers creepers, so I just will try organic.
The Center for Food Safety says dicamba might have affected as many as 1 in every 6 acres of ultra-sensitive soybeans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's a look at headlines in southwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska. On-campus interviews and forums have wrapped up for the three candidates for UW-La Crosse Chancellor. James Beebe of Keene State College in New Hampshire, Christopher Olson of Indiana State University, and Betsy Morgan, UWL's interim chancellor, are the finalists. Whoever is named chancellor will replace Joe Gall, who was fired late last year after the Board of Regents discovered he had been making an appearing in pornographic videos. A committee will recommend one of the three to the board, who will make their decision later this month. Drought conditions remain mostly unchanged after spiking last week across Wisconsin. About two-thirds of the state is in drought, with the worst of it in the southern Driftless area. About 90% of the state is abnormally dry. Monday's rain showers slightly improved conditions further south and east. The ongoing drought conditions are severe in southwestern and northeastern Wisconsin, where short and long-term impacts are expected, such as increased wildfire risk. Fire danger is once again high for parts of western Wisconsin as windy, dry conditions and mild temperatures continue this week. 151 wildfires have burned 300 acres in Wisconsin this year, according to the DNR. There were only 29 wildfires January through March of last year. Some relief is expected with light rain in the forecast tonight into tomorrow across most of the area, but dry, windy conditions are expected to return over the weekend into next week. Sunny skies today, but rain showers tonight through tomorrow could bring up to an inch of rain to the area. Listen for free anytime on the free Civic Media app. You can download it now from your device's app store. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Partly cloudy, and it is going to be another mild one today. Our high 57 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light rain after midnight. Our low 38. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers. We could get a quarter inch or more of rain with a high of 46. Sunny 45 Saturday. We're back to 52 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their 6-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in L.A. against the Lakers tomorrow night. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. In Green Bay, the Girls State High School basketball tournament is underway at the Resch Center. The finals on Saturday. Tonight in Madison, it's the Badgers against Rutgers.
You continue to push. You continue to reward the guys that are playing winning basketball and then helping the guys that are trying to find that space for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn, 74-67, head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach, Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, two championship-level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
In the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears, Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered. And every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Despite what have been called Oscar snubs of Barbie director Greta Gerwig and star Margot Robbie, there is good news for women in general when it comes to the Academy Awards. The Annenberg Inclusion Initiative did a study that reports that 32% of this year's Academy Award nominees are women. That ties the all-time high reached in 2021. There was also an uptick in nominations for people of color. The study says despite that bit of progress, are still far underrepresented overall. Steve! Exclamation point included. That is the name of the new two-part documentary about Steve Martin. Martin has had such an amazing career, you could do a two-year series. The Only Murders in the Building star talks about his amazing career in films, including Father of the Bride, Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, and The Jerk. What some people might not know is Martin can also sing and dance and was a hilarious stand-up comic who used to sell out arenas. The documentary about the wild and crazy guy drops March 29th on Apple TV. Comedian Sinbad has been working the road to recovery. The New York Post reports the 67-year-old performer and star of The Sinbad Show suffered a stroke in 2020. He made his first appearance on social media in over a year when he joined the cast of A Different World on Zoom and thanked fans for their support and prayers. Sinbad had to learn how to walk all over again. The comedian, who in addition to being a consummate performing pro, also has a reputation for being a really nice guy. The show must not go on. TMZ reports that actor stand-up comedian Nick Swartzen was escorted off the stage in the middle of a performance in Beaver Creek, Colorado. Swartzen admitted to being under the influence and incoherent to the point where management turned his mic off. He took to Twitter the next day and said he would make it up to his fans and blamed his incoherent state on alcohol, edibles, and the altitude. Yes, even with chemicals, Nick is much funnier at sea level. Dakota Johnson has lots to say about her box office flop, Marvel's Madame Web, a film about a Manhattan paramedic who can see and change the future. Some critics are calling it one of the worst superhero movies ever made. Johnson doesn't totally disagree, adding that the script they ended up shooting was different than the one they sent her initially. Haha. That old bit. They sent her Oppenheimer? The actress says it was not fun to be part of something that was ripped to shreds. Her character in Madame Web would have predicted this. There is good news for fans of TV's Cooper Family. Young Sheldon is in its final season, but there will be a spinoff of the Big Bang Theory spinoff. People Magazine reports Emily Osment and Montana Jordan will continue their roles as Mandy McAllister and Georgie Cooper. The show is yet another prequel to The Big Bang Theory. There are only so many prequels executive producer Chuck Lorre can do until they announce a fall lineup, which includes Sheldon in utero. And he'd still be smart. Harder than everyone. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.